Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Hi, Harry Birdwell for the School Land Commission. Every October, state school land is leased at public auction. More than 570 tracts in 30 Oklahoma counties will be offered this year. On Wednesday, October 19th at 10 o'clock, we will be at the High Plains Technology Center in Woodward, where 53 tracts in Woodward, Major, Harper, Woods, and Ellis counties will be leased. For details, visit clo.ok.gov.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, look for lean hog futures open moderately higher today, supported by follow-through buying and late-week short covering. The cattle complex should begin moderately lower, though, checked by long liquidation and disappointing cash activity. Now, moderate trade volume surfaced in most areas of cattle-feeding country yesterday, with live prices about $102. That's what we saw in our part of the country. Dressed averaged about $159 to $160. Although further business is possible today, we suspect the week's trade has been essentially established. Now, the cash hog trade yesterday seemed to stabilize to some extent, with the national trend softer, but only modestly so. Nevertheless, we expect opening bids to remain on the defensive today in generally slow action. It would appear that Packers have aggressive Saturday kill plans essentially covered. They're looking at about a $250,000 head with starters for next week also in tow. Lean futures should open moderately higher, supported by spillover buying and late week short covering. Now on the grains, the soybeans staged a late rebound yesterday to close slightly higher following better than expected weekly export sales and higher crude oil prices. Corn was lower throughout Thursday session and finished near the day's lows as new forecasts favor dry weather next week that should speed harvest along a bit. Now the winter wheat markets closed lower to wipe out the previous day's short covering gains. Weekly export sales were disappointing, but Morocco did buy 4.2 million bushels of hard red winter wheat. The Moroccan deal follows wire reports from overseas on Wednesday that said Morocco bought nearly 9.6 million bushels of U.S. soft wheat. The corn closed lower and at its lowest in 3 days yesterday, as the harvest should gain some traction next week. The lower market came despite the good weekly export sales report. And soybeans finished a little higher after being lower much of the day. Harvest remains in focus with the dry weather on the horizon. November may face some pressure on Friday as index funds begin their 5-day practice of moving longs to deferred months. We'll check futures in a moment.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Friday, October 7th. On Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 16,350 head to be offered, including 1,600 yearling steers, 1,000 yearling heifers, 8,100 weaned calves, and 3,600 calves on cows. If you want more details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, live cattle futures at the close yesterday. October live cattle down 42 cents, 102.42. December up 5 cents at 103.10. October feeder cattle up 37 cents, 127.82. And the November was down 7 cents at 122.77. December hogs up 172 at 43.17. And the February was up 95 cents at 48.87. Hard red winter wheat at the close. December down 10 cents, 405 and a 405 even. March was down 10 cents at 421.5. Chicago wheat, December down 9.25 at 395.75. And the March was down 8.75 at 417. December corn down 7.25 at 340.5. And the March down 7.25, 350.25. November soybeans up 1.75 cents, 958.5. January up 1.25, 964.75. October cotton down 184, 65.87. December up 22, 67.72. And on the crude oil, November was down 1 at 50.44.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.